producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Bro, you want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what we're doing, my friends. We're taking your phone calls on this major political realignment. It signals a massive awakening, and all the different minorities being elected as well as Republicans, the first black man to the U.S. Senate, black women being elected to Congress, young women being elected to Congress as Republicans, Hispanics being elected all across the country, shows that the push to make everything racial didn't work the way the Democrats wanted to make it about, well, we're Democrats, so if you're a minority, you just vote with us because we're the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It's a major repudiation of that as well. I got a lot of news and angles to get into, but let's start going to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Eugene in Missouri, then Luden in Israel, Ted in Tennessee, Angela and others. Eugene, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Eugene Roundtree. I did a poster for you for the Ebola contest. It had Obama flipping the bird.
Yes, and we're going to announce that Friday because on the nightly news we're going to play some of the front runners tonight. That was a very successful contest, and we'll be learning more if Ebola is spreading now that the election is over, I predict, in the next few weeks.
Yeah, kudos to you guys. Hey, the reason I'm calling, I could talk about any of these issues with you, but I operate a website, hbenews.com. I'm writing a book called Global Domination. But I was curious, is there a way to get in touch with you about working with InfoWars in some capacity?
Well, we get a lot of calls on air about this and off air. I'm working all the time, and I don't have the money to hire more full-time people to begin with, much less, you know, give people a Christmas bonus around here. So we're kind of tapped out at a managerial level. I mean, it's just the world's very complex, so I'm doing as much as I can personally do. I think you're doing the right thing, writing a book, doing your own news website, build it and they will come, and just send us your info. I appreciate your call. We're talking about election 2014, the major realignment with these callers. Ted in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are we this bright and cheerful day?
We're pretty good. I mean, this is overall good news. But watching the sickening politicos that we just replaced one group with still makes my stomach turn.
I agree 100% with what you're saying, because basically you are following what Dr. Tarpley stated in his last interview thing. 100% I agree with. But there's a little bit of problem. You're stating that the Democrats were within the slavery and the Ku Klux Klan. I live 30 miles north of Pulaski, Tennessee, where the Ku Klux Klan started. Back in 65, when they switched to the Civil Rights Movement, all those guys went Republican. I had
Well, sure. Well, I wouldn't say all. A large portion flipped with the Southern strategy. But, I mean, it is the Republicans that did the Civil Rights Act. It is the Republicans that ended slavery along with the abolitionists. And so Robert Byrd was a Grand Dragon. And so, yeah, he hung up his Grand Dragon outfit and became, a liberal. And so I'm saying they just traded one type of racial politics for another type of racial politics.
He didn't change his thoughts. I had a guy across the street because I'm a Swede from Chicago, and I believe in equal rights. He went out of his way to cause me problems for 12 years.
Well, I mean, listen, I've been in East Texas before working, back when I was in high school and college during the summer on ranches, and I'd have people, Dairy Queen, tell me, get out of here, you Yankee. It's like gangs. I mean, that's just like you can have a black gang say, get out of our neighborhood. You can have a white gang say, we're in the Klan, get out of here. That's just what losers do. But I hear you. I mean, I don't want to sit there and I mean, I was saying it's good that Republicans are electing a bunch of, quote, minorities. Because all I care about is the policies. I don't care what color they are. But that's what I'm saying, okay?
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
First-time callers in this hour, free-for-all in the next hour, no guests today. So I'm going to take a lot of phone calls. Your response to this major political realignment 2014, even if the Republicans continue to act the same as before, this is a huge repudiation of the gun grabbing, of Obamacare, of the open borders, of the executive power grabs, of our government funding the Arab Spring and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It is the biggest political realignment perhaps in modern history, perhaps in U.S. history, period. Republicans have every congressional seat in Arkansas for the first time in 141 years. Hundreds of newly elected GOP senators campaigned on repealing Obamacare. That's at the state level. Or 100% of newly elected GOP senators campaigned at the federal level on repealing Obamacare. But the bad news is Mitch McConnell has come out and said, we're not going to repeal it. We might change some of it. And we're not going to have a government shutdown. We're going to pass a bunch of stuff. It's this idea of we need to get stuff done. No, government's gotten enough done. You want to get something done, start impeaching Obama. You want to get something done, start prosecuting Eric Holder. You want to get something done, turn our power plants back on, cut our taxes. But no, Boehner has said, we're not repealing it, because the very same donors that bankrolled the Democrats, bankrolled the Republicans helped write Obamacare. So our problem is the new leader of the Senate. Our problem is the leader of the House. And Congressman Walter Jones and others have been behind the scenes trying to get a movement going to unseat these creatures. But they're up there telling us this is a referendum for establishment Republicans, close quote, when the establishment Republicans might as well be Democrats. Makes me want to vomit to see this unfolding. It's also a major referendum when it comes to the first black senator elected, black male senator. Very exciting things happening. D.C. is stunned as Republicans claim a major, major victory. Well, I wouldn't call it Republicans. I would call it a defeat of everything Obama has done. Mia Love celebrates big victory in Utah. I wasn't elected because of my color of my skin. She was elected because she had libertarian conservative views and pledged to try to repeal what Obama's done. Congressperson-elect Mia Love celebrated her surprise victory in Utah as the first black Republican woman to be elected to the House of Representatives. But during an interview with CNN this morning, Love was quick to explain that she was not elected because of her race or gender. I wasn't elected because of the color of my skin. I wasn't elected because of my gender, she said in an interview. I was elected because of the solutions that I put at the table, because I promised I would run a positive issues-oriented campaign, and that's what resonated. Well, she looks and acts like a nice, sincere person, and we'll see what ends up happening with her. But this is a major political realignment. The Democrats are the weakest in Congress, in the House and Senate, that they've been since the 1920s. Will we see a routing of Obama, an investigation of him ordering the Border Patrol to ship illegals in and give them vouchers, and the big insurance companies involved, and the big apartment complexes involved, housing them and then giving them green cards? Will he get in trouble for his plan to bankrupt U.S. Energy? Will he get in trouble for his plan to sign more executive orders to go after guns? You better believe that Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and others won't do jack squat. And so government isn't scared. Criminals in government aren't scared of getting in trouble. They don't feel accountable. So, yes, this is a big repudiation, but will it basically fall on dead ground? Will these seeds fall on the rocks and not sprout? I want to take your calls on this. Again, Obama has told ABC News that they will go for total amnesty in December as a Christmas present using executive power. They've already done it by fiat. He's just going to certify it and claim it's an executive order to hand out the green cards. California, Jerry Brown wins record fourth term. Americans face most dangerous 2 years in 150 years. Excellent article that I agree with out of the Washington Times, that America's on the verge of civil war. Look at this headline, Washington Post, Battle for the Senate, How the GOP Did It, by Being Establishment. Bull. Limbaugh's right. They would have had even bigger wins if they'd embraced the Tea Party. Obama aide has gone public saying he doesn't feel repudiated. Debacle for Obama as Republicans take control of the Congress. GOP takeover. They surge to control the Senate. But now, what will they do? The real war now is the Republican leadership trying to stop anybody daring to unseat Boehner or McConnell in the House and the Senate. Other news, George P. Bush elected in Texas. Greg Abbott wins big in Texas, crushing Wendy Abortion Davis. George P. Bush said he repudiated in Texas the establishment Republicans and was a Tea Partier, meanwhile endorsed by his family. I mean, give me a break. See how they play both sides to get elected? But if George P. Bush actually doesn't act like his, you know, grandfather and people doesn't come after our guns, then, you know, whatever. You can't blame people for the sins of the fathers. Governor Deal defeats Democrat Jason Carter, of course, of the Carter family, to win second term. Food votes, GMO labeling rejected in Colorado, probably Oregon. Berkeley votes for soda taxes. Yeah, let's tax sodas, but not ban, you know, not allowing GMO labeling. So that's just some of the news. I'm going to go to your phone calls now. We're going to go to Luden in Israel. Then we're going to go to Daryl, Richard, Mike, Angela. We're going to go to everybody right now. Luden in Israel, what's your take on the election here?
Well, shalom from Jerusalem, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, we'd like to thank all the American voters who basically are standing up against this Barack Hussein Obama. As you know, his Middle East policy is a disaster. He continues to support Hamas and Fatah here in Israel. And today we had a terror attack where one died and many injured due to these so-called peace, false negotiations, as I call them. Obama needs to wake up and smell the coffee, and he needs to leave the White House at once, immediately. He needs to be impeached because he has done nothing for the country but just spend, and give money to his big party. That's all he's done, and especially with the treatment that he has given to our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And it is time for us as Jews to basically come back and be Republicans and stand for what we believe in.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I used to hear that Obama was secretly a radical Muslim and didn't believe it, but then Odinga, his cousin, and others got caught, even in the Egyptian courts, with the documents shipping in hundreds of million out of Kenya. You saw the Kenya mall attack into Egypt to overthrow the government and put radicals in, and then overthrowing Gaddafi and putting al-Qaeda in, trying to overthrow Syria to put radicals in, trying to overthrow Iraq, funding ISIS. And then you pull back, and over $200 million a year by the State Department is being sent to Hamas. Why would the Democrats want to destabilize the Middle East and fund Hamas? It's crazy. Why would they try to order the cities and counties to not arrest illegals that have committed felonies? And then why would they want to legalize felons, which they're doing on record? Why would you want to say, if you can get here from anywhere in the world and you're a felon, a robber, a rapist, an arsonist, we want to legalize you? That is the most bizarre behavior. I mean, because I've never been a partisan person, but the Democrats do appear to be completely mentally ill.
Well, let me tell you something. Hamas has fired over 15,000 rockets into Israel, and the Barack Hussein Obama administration has been quiet all along. Not long ago, a few months ago, we had a war where they fired over 500 rockets in a span of 40 to 50 days, and the Obama administration kept quiet in all this, and they kept sending this John Kerry to so-called try and defuse the situation. But they know that Hamas wants the total destruction of Israel. Barack Hussein Obama was a known supporter of Mohammed Morsi, who was the president of the Muslim Brotherhood. He was supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, who is an offshoot of Hamas.
I know. So, I mean, it's crazy. I'm going to jump to another caller, but clearly it's part of a larger destabilization program worldwide. It's reckless. It's insane, regardless of what side you're on. Israel's not going anywhere. They have nuclear weapons, and it's just a mess. Let's talk to Angela in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yep. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to comment on the election. I definitely would have rather seen libertarians, you know, take over everything. But, of course, that's kind of like maybe a far-off goal. I would say it's mostly a plus. But I do think that moving forward, if the Republicans, or at least those Tea Party elements of the Republican Party, do not reach out to minorities. I'm a minority myself. I'm a Black American. And if you don't, I think that for the most part, the Democrats have been able to brainwash and control the minority vote because they at least acknowledge them, even though it's in a completely corrupt manner. The Republicans neglect Neglect.
Hold on. I want to hear more from you. Stay there, Angela. Thanks for calling in. I want to let you finish your thoughts. Then we'll go to Daryl, and we'll go to Mike and Richard and Robert and many others. But that's totally true. There's been such a monopoly on the minorities by the Democrats. Republicans just basically accepted that to their own peril. And so I agree with you. We need to reach out to everybody with the ideas of free market freedom. I'm going to come back to you. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99.90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the
such a paradox. Alex Jones here, back live. We see a massive political realignment by the Tea Party in the Republican Party, propelling them to victory. with the rhetoric that exposed how criminal the Democrats are when the Republican leadership wouldn't criticize them for Fast and Furious, for IRS Gate, for Obamacare, for open borders. They're involved in almost all of that because they're run by the very same globalist, the very same special interest. And so now this happens, and they go, this is a referendum against the Tea Party and against Obama, and we can now do whatever we want. No, we want Obamacare repealed. We want the gun grabbing to stop. We want the treason to stop. And Mitch McConnell and Boehner's answer is, we're not going to repeal Obamacare. So they tell the junior senators and House members, sit down and shut up. But you're not junior, as they call you in the committee system. You're elected just like anybody else, just as important. And a tip to House and Senate members, you want to rise like a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz? Nobody calls them junior anymore or implies they don't matter. They're prominent because they're hardcore, not because they start waffling. And Rand Paul needs to stay the course. Okay, Angela in Texas, go ahead, give us your take on the situation.
Oh, yes, sir. I totally agree with you. And I think the point I was making was the neglect of the Republican Party towards minorities. And I think that, of course, the Republicans are, you know, they're trying to spin it as this is a repudiation of the Tea Party and the Democrats so that they can, you know, remain in power. But I think that we should nourish the Tea Party while it's aligned with the Republican Party. And when it gets strong enough, break away. And another point, like you said, being more radical is what people are responding to. So the Tea Party elements in reaching out to minorities, you know, for instance, they're mostly, you know, against abortion or against government handouts. Well, why not point out 1 in 2 black babies are aborted? I mean, it's very easy thing that I think that the black community or even the Mexican community, you can also, sorry, I'm getting a little nervous on the radio, but also pointing out how this influx of illiterate, and I mean nothing against them as human beings, but this cheap labor coming in is actually going to hurt minorities all, you know, it's going to drive you, if you think you're impoverished.
It's going to hurt poor people, and it's going to drive down the wages to the point it won't even help third world people anymore, and America won't be a place to run to. And I think it's very positive that so many, quote, minority men and women at the state and federal level just got elected. In fact, more new minorities got elected as Republicans as they did this time as Democrats. I think that's a very healthy sign. Very exciting. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to talk about the hypocrisy of the Florida election.
Sure.
Basically, what we had is Amendment 2. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's the bill to legalize medical marijuana. And
that failed in Florida.
It failed. And it failed by just a little bit. It was 58% of the vote, and it requires a 60% majority. And I did a little research into it, and what I found is that back in 2006, they had an amendment called Amendment 3, and that is the amendment that made it a supermajority. And let's see, it only required, at that point, it only required 50% of the vote to pass. So they made the supermajority amendment, and they did it with 57% of the vote.
Well, you know that the big casino owner out of New Jersey, Sheldon Adelson, who's involved in all sorts of shady things, Adelson, is behind the Florida Anti-Pot campaign. He spent 85% of the money spent on that was by him. And it's always these casino gangster types connected to private prison industries that want to keep drugs illegal. Now, gee, why is it always the big dons, the big capos that are anti-free speech, anti-gun, and pro-drug war? Because they want to continue to keep the whole game running. And a lot of drug dealers out there want to keep drugs illegal. Why? Because it keeps the price up. It's not that I like the drug culture, but keeping drugs illegal, just like 10 years of alcohol prohibition in the 20s. On record, you can look up the numbers, triple the alcoholism, triple the bad alcohol poisoning, and it more than tripled organized crime and corrupted the police. Well, prohibition ends. They suddenly make narcotics illegal. You can buy at the drugstore. You could go in the store and have them mix you a soft drink at the counter with cocaine in it or heroin. And there was much less use then. Because everybody knew losers did laudanum. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The public is getting wise to how the scams work. And that's happening all over the world. The Pentagon, in multiple public papers, admits that's why they're gearing up NORTHCOM and Brigade Homeland for war with the Tea Party, war with the veterans, war with the gun owners, because the plan is to bring in enough illegals to checkmate every state and to pass laws that are unconstitutional to confiscate guns, force conscription, restrictions on what religion you can practice. Houston's trying to arrest preachers that read out of the Old Testament. This is really going on. We know what they've done in other parts of the world. So I would expect with Fast and Furious, and IRS Gate, and NSA Gate, and the government funding Al-Qaeda, and Obamacare with the death panels, and the premium increases, and the blanket amnesty illegally, I would have expected all of them to be thrown out. I would have expected Obama to be impeached. So, yeah, we can celebrate that there was somewhat of a big realignment, but now, day one, not even before election night was over, Mitch McConnell and Boehner, the Republican leaders all strutting around like peacocks, are saying, hey, we're going after the Tea Party with our donors, and we're going to work with the Democrats, and we're going to be conciliatory, and we're not going to impeach Obama, so you just sit down and shut up. And now you see the Democrats with the Republican leadership circling the wagons against the American people while the Pentagon treasonously trains for military occupation of America against returning veterans and gun owners. The only good news in that, silver lining in that cloud, that big cloud, that storm cloud, is that the last 6 years of training the military for gun confiscation and training them the founding fathers are bad and training them that freedom is bad is that it woke the military completely up. But will people go back to sleep now that Obama's a lame duck and, oh, we won, so let him have his executive orders. Oh, we can't impeach him. Oh, we can't block his executive orders because they want to shut down the power plants, because they want to open the borders up, because they want to continue Obamacare written by the big insurance companies and banks. They want to continue business as usual on and on and on and on and on. That's the plan. That's the goal. And I know you know that, but we need to get those points out there. I'll tell you, though, when I tune into other libertarian conservative talk radio and they're saying exactly what I'm saying, it's exciting that in the past 5, 6, 7 years, they tune in, hear what we're saying, and then say it a day later or a week later. The real power of this broadcast is we're affecting the entire narrative, even as CNN, MSNBC, and Time Magazine have said, that clearly it starts on this show and then ends up everywhere else. It doesn't even start here anymore in many cases, and I love that. I want to make myself obsolete. People now get the paradigm. They get how it really works. And so we have had such a massive effect in paradigm shifting that now I'm hearing them talk about population reduction and why the Democrats and the liberals are really fascist and totalitarians. But it's not that they're just adopting my worldview. People are researching what the real source documents show. They're researching what's going on in the actual documentation. And that's what's exciting. Because once people pull back the curtain, once they get outside the box, once the genie's out of the bottle, once the train leaves the station, once people pull back and go, what? Global unelected governance with a world tax tracking everything we do and setting taxes so high you can't afford to have kids and you can't even have a car and you're totally poor and they're telling the third world they can't even have a shack to politically control us? We're not going to go along with this. I got some special reports I want to get to and a lot of other breaking news that's up on Infowars.com. But right now, I want to go right back to the phone calls. Richard in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, listen, I can't help but be skeptical about the whole thing, about the Republicans taking over and everything. The people have spoken, but the real... I mean, it'll come out when they listen to us and do what we ask. The reason they were voted in is because we want them to do something. Not just to get them in there and feel good that we got Republicans in there. We need them to actually take action and do something.
Well, I agree with you. And look, we always focus on the federal level. It's been pretty much captured by the globalists. That's why no matter what we do, they won't ever do the right thing. But at the state and county and city level, it's too complex for them to have full control. And that's where the real gains are happening. They are so scared of what Ron Paul did, then Rand Paul, then Ted Cruz, now this sweep. They can see the exponential growth. And so I'm simply saying we're in the game, we have a chance to turn the tide, but we need maximum effort by everybody. Folks can't now celebrate that, oh, we repudiated Obama. Notice he says he doesn't feel repudiated. He's coming with the executive orders. So we need to hammer Mitch McConnell and hammer John Boehner, not just with phone calls and emails, but banner hangs and trips to their offices and trips to their offices, you know, in Kentucky and other areas. And we need to call in on talk radio about them. And we need to put pressure on them. And we need to put pressure on the other members of the House and Senate to unseat them in the seniority leadership. Since when is it seniority? And then you have a limited group they vote for. No. No. Why don't we have Walter Jones as the Speaker of the House? Why don't we have Justin Amash as the Speaker of the House? Why don't we have Senator Cruz or Senator Paul as the leader of the Senate? We don't want more stale establishment guys that have been up there 30, 40 years that were for the banker bailouts and were for Obamacare and won't repeal it now. I'm trying not to get angry, but I can't. I hate Boehner and Mitch McConnell more than I do Obama. At least Obama is an open criminal. At least he funds the Muslim Brotherhood publicly. At least he opens the borders up publicly. At least he comes after our guns publicly. At least he pushes Obamacare publicly. These Republican blue blood pieces of garbage. See, I'm trying to get mad. They sit up there in their fancy little suits with all their little minions around them telling us how this certifies Republican establishment and all their GOP crap. I mean, they make me want to throw up, just like all these fake Democrats preying on minorities do. They know what they're doing. They know they're selling the country out. They know they're trying to shut down the jobs. They're involved in Cloward and Piven just as much as the Democrats are. It was a Republican, George H.W. Bush, that got us signed on executively. They didn't pass it in Congress to the Agenda 21. And now we're living under something that never even passed. Just like Congress 5 years ago wouldn't pass carbon taxes. Obama just went ahead with it, passed on in your energy prices. Energy's up almost double in this country when it comes to electrical power and stuff. I mean, look at your power bills. They want to hurt us. They're bad people. Harry Reid is a bad man. John McCain, now the head of the Armed Services Committee. That's a bad thing that came out of this. The Democrat he's replacing, it wasn't even as bad as he is. I mean, does anyone really believe John McCain's getting elected? Does anyone buy the guy that hangs out with Al-Qaeda? I'm sorry, caller. Thank you for the call. Who's up next here? I just got really angry. I just can't get angry like that anymore. People say, oh, we love it when you get angry more. No, I don't need to get angry more, okay? I need to focus on the news, build a news organization to fight these people. But it's not one-tenth of what we need, what happened yesterday. Yes, I'm happy. But it's out. Do you understand they ship in unlimited illegals from all over the world and give them free plane tickets or bus tickets and then ship them to Section 8 housing at nice apartment complexes, swimming pools, workout gyms, you name it, and sign them up on welfare and give them voter IDs? I mean, I was told this 7-8 years ago by a major manager, a family friend, and they were sworn to secrecy and assigned non-disclosures. And they said, you throw out citizens for anything. You let illegals stay 10 to a one-bedroom if we want. Do you understand that's an order? And then the head of her company is the guy that got blown up in his car in West Texas. Remember all that? Probably staged his death. It's the biggest apartment chain in the country. And then now callers calling saying, yeah, there's all these Nigerians here, and the feds are here, and the whole complex has been taken over, and they're training them and giving them documents. I mean, yeah, it's an organized crime government. You understand? It isn't just Obama. It isn't going away. But it could if we unseat John Boehner and people like McConnell. We could save this country. Let me explain something. It's easy to wreck something and then salvage it and cut it in pieces, calling yourself a hero. That's what the globalists do. They wreck companies and take them over and sell them off. They wreck countries. You ever seen Wall Street, the first one? Really good movie based on a lot of, you know, things that have really happened. It's not a true story, but it's based on a lot of things that did happen. where they come into a perfectly good company that's making money and doing great, but they'd rather loot the pensions, they'd rather take it over, they'd rather sell it off and have a profit for the executives that take it over right there. America is under a hostile globalist takeover. And I am not their slave. I'm not here to be used as a doorman. I'm not here to be lectured that I can't have a car or air conditioning while Obama lives like an emperor of Earth. I take offense at him telling Africans they can't have anything. Or they can only come here and get it from me. Oh, man, I'm angry. Robert in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. First off, your Obama Ebola shirts were a huge hit at the poll lines yesterday. I just wanted to let you know about that.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're almost sold out of the blood spatter ones and the other ones, the Obama Ebola shirts. You know, collectivism as a disease, InfoWarsStore.com. What did folks think of those?
Oh, man, the reaction was great. People loved them, at least in the part of Atlanta where I'm at. I want to let you know, just with the Hollywood lump coming out here to Atlanta, it's only a matter of time before the liberals take over Atlanta and it becomes the L.A. of the South. If you ever thought about setting up a satellite operation, we could sure get out here, man. I'd love to join the team.
That's what collectivist locust parasites do. They wreck a beautiful place like California, and they move on to Austin or Atlanta, and they will wreck it, and they will waddle around and tell you what to do because they're authoritarian scumbag idiots.
Michelle Nunn and Jason Carter, I mean, they had a lot of traction out here, just with a lot of the liberals that came out here from Hollywood. So the proof's in the pudding right there. But, yeah, we'd love to have you out here, man. We need you on the airwaves desperately. But question for you about Ebola. You know, what are your thoughts about what's going on with Ebola, and it's completely not even being reported on the news, on any of the news outlets right now? What do you think is going to come out?
Well, you know, we don't know. We know that suddenly healthcare workers were being brought in. It was spreading, and then they said nothing's happening. We confirmed with top doctors that they are disappearing people, and I believe that there is some Ebola spreading in the U.S. and that they're covering it up. We know they're covering it up. We know they're whisking people away. We know the controlled media won't cover it. We've done our best, so we're just going to sit here and watch and wait and see what happens. And I'm glad you brought that up because we were just talking about it during the last break about the consensus around here is it's spreading, hopefully not too bad. They're covering it up so they can try to keep the borders wide open. So I don't know. I appreciate your call, Robert. Scott in Washington, elections 2014, a realignment or more of the same?
Well, yeah, I am calling from Region 10, FEMA Region 10, and I wanted to talk a little specifically about the gun measure that supposedly passed up here. And this is part of the problem up here is that if you want real core news or something, people are so disenfranchised that there really is not a network that you can get it. But it's very interesting, and I don't know if people know this, if it's made national news, but I think about maybe a week or so, maybe a couple of weeks before that our midterm, there was a local school shooting up here. It was just north of Seattle. And from some of this information that I've been kind of getting, some of it just seemed very suspect. It just also seemed pretty much maybe like it might have been a false flag or something. I don't know. And then,
well, here's the deal. Bill Gates runs Washington. Warren Buffett gave money as well. They're part of the same foundation. So did Bloomberg, to come in there and try to basically register everybody's guns so they can confiscate them. And so that's what's happening. I hear you. Very suspect, but everywhere else, the gun grabbers got unseated. So overall, very positive news. Jerry in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother. What do you think about election 2014?
More of the same, I'm afraid, unless they do something in Arizona and Kentucky. I'm just wondering, I haven't really seen any in-depth articles by any of your reporters on the people in Arizona and Kentucky, and why would they keep electing these neocon globalists? I don't understand. Most of the people I know from those states are pretty intelligent. But
I think there's clear election fraud in, and it's been proven, in Kentucky at some levels and also there in Arizona. I mean, I've seen the polls time and time again every 6 years where John McCain's behind, and then the week of the election, oh, he's, you know, neck and neck, and then he wins. I mean, who really believes that that's happening? Now, there is a lot of the public that's still dumbed down, and tens of millions of dollars get spent on these races. So is it the victory of propaganda or the victory of electronic voting machines? It's like Senator Hagel, now defense secretary, 90-plus percent in his first election when he got elected back, I guess it was in the early 90s, to the Senate. 90% of his money went into TV ads, but then over 90% at the same time of the ballots were cast on machines that he owned the company. So, again, he's spending money with the media so they don't basically report on that. That's the tithes to the media to play along with it. And then, meanwhile, very questionable election that got Chuck Hagel into power.
Well, that information, why don't those people know that information?
Well, this is why complex civilizations are so fragile and tend to break down, because corruption can hide in the complexity. And I think that's what it comes down to, is people are working hard. That's why they want us poor, so that we're so busy trying to feed ourselves and pay the taxes that we don't have time to go out and get informed or go out and demonstrate or go out and do a talk show. You see?
But when I talk to these people, and I have a lot of business that I do in Arizona, they're completely unaware of any of this. They just look at you basically with a blank stare. And that may be because a lot of those people there are from out of state. There's a lot of Californians have moved to Arizona, but they are literally oblivious to the politics there. That McCain, I swear to God, with a great sheriff like Arpaio in Arizona, it's just amazing to me that McCain can continue to get reelected. I was going to also tell you, my grandmother was a Jones, came over on a wagon train down into Texas, big town of Crowley. So,
well, we're probably related, brother. We'll be back with more calls.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Mm-hmm. good job of taking phone calls, but in the third hour, I'm going to air a couple of special reports we've got, get into some of the geopolitical and economic news, and take even more phone calls. But no matter how good the call is, I've got to shut up and go to the next person if we're going to get you all on air. It's long-time callers, first-time callers, people that agree, disagree, questions, comments, any topic, free-for-all in the next hour, though I imagine you want to keep talking about the election. This is a big repudiation of Obama. But the establishment expected that. He's not there to be a hero in the end. He's there to con you as long as he can, get the agenda through with the globalist. It's the same program worldwide. The difference is they want to manage things through the controlled Republicans. If we can take over the Republican Party, it's game over. If we can take over the Democrats, it'd be game over. I don't care what party it is, as long as they don't try to run the country off the edge of a cliff. And let me tell you, when you shut down half the power plants that supply half the power in the country, they've already shut half of them down, and they supply 50-plus percent. Now they supply something like 30%. That right there is an act of war. That's what you bomb when you're taking a country over. In World War II, do you know what our bombers mainly targeted? Power plants. Because then there won't be power at a factory to run it. You understand? It's a military attack. That isn't rhetoric. You've heard former top FBI, CIA on the broadcast. You've heard former head of the Border Patrol on, former head of their union on, saying this is asymmetrical warfare. This is the takedown of the country. These are officers, military trained. They know what they're seeing. It is an attack. No debate. Just like if Godzilla came out and attacked Tokyo, that's an attack. If he attacked the power plant. He isn't real. The New World Order is real. You see that movie Pacific Rim? Where the kaijus come out and attack the cities? Kaijus aren't real, folks. The New World Order is. Now, I've talked about this a lot, but why do you think they want you bankrupt? Because they want you to give up. They can't compete with free markets, so they want to blow the engine. It's so elementary. They've all written books describing why they're doing it. It's not my opinion. We're going to go to Hannah, and we're going to go to Patrick and Ray and Stephen and Jason and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, I mentioned this, but I want to read this article. The reason this is scary is we're seeing this out of Bill Gates. We're hearing it out of Singer Elliott. We're hearing it out of Donald Trump. Oh, there's going to be a total collapse. And when you start hearing the establishment guys say that, it could be right around the corner. We've seen a slow economic slide. That's been bad enough, but a big collapse. Or if Ebola starts to spread, if that cover-up that appears to be going on unravels, who knows? You've already seen how everything's accelerating and getting crazy. This is only the beginning. But we're seeing good things happen, like folks waking up and repudiating Obama. There's not just evil in the universe. There's good in the universe as well. But good people tend to think they have no power, so they hand the world over to evil. That's what I'm getting at. Now, before I go any further, we are listener-supported, and we sell things like the new long-sleeve, modern camouflage, digital camouflage, Molon Labe, come and take it, Infowars.com shirt that is so handsome that we're going to make a female version for women. It's the total all-time bestseller. We're being mobbed. It will sell out by next week, but more comes in about 3 weeks. Some sizes are already sold out. We have the black Molon Labe as well, and the women's black and gold Molon Labe. We have all the books, the videos, the high-quality supplements like the Oxy Powder, all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, and we're listener supported.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with
of pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex